the show was lackluster at best. And it's like, you know, after we heard him on Khaled's shit, what, like 2 years ago now, Nas' album done, and we heard that sample, we're like, oh shit, Nas is ready. Nas is ready. And then this?
I don't think he wanted to do it.
You don't think Nas wanted to do it?
I think Kanye hit him up, and he was like, all right.
Nas has an album. This ain't it, though.
Yeah.
Nas' album is done, but this ain't the album. I think Ken's 100% spot on. I think Kanye hit him up, and Nas was like, all right, bet.
Then in hip-hop album review, Nas, Nasir.
Good Music Friday?
Yeah, the new Good Music Friday. The latest
album
yeah,
version.
I mean, yeah, I didn't really think of it that way.
I mean, yeah, because you ain't been, like, keeping up with this album.
He only has one Friday. He's only had one Friday.
Push a T, the first one.
That's it.
Look. After all of the joints that we done heard, Pushes, then we got Ye. Y'all know how we feel about that. Kids See Ghosts. So if you haven't seen those reviews, go back. Go watch that. But definitely set a pretty high standard, especially coming from Daytona. And after the first track, I'm like, oh shit, okay. You know, Nas' album is done, goddamn. Then it went to Cop Shot the Kid. And I'm like, okay. Bad, the Slick Rick sample, I like how Kanye freaked it. You know, it was good. It wasn't like amazing. Then White Label, Bonjour, and everything happened. And I'm like, oh man. Yeah, that happened. Like the whole middle of the album happened.
So what, Nas album done no more? No. Nas album done?
Yeah, man, it definitely took, at least for me, I don't know how the rest of the guys feel, but it took a turn. For the worst. Rapping wise, you know what I'm saying? Like flow wise and everything, that's what I was more so expecting out of Nas, more so throughout the project. I don't know, he's gonna sound fucked up, but he sound like an old ass nigga rapping on this shit,
does.
Man.
I think he does.
He sounds too. Like an old ass dude. He sounded outdated, bro.
There's something dull about it. It was just like,
flat.
It was songs that he was like rapping off beat, like second and third verse of everything. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm listening, like, nah, catch the beat. Catch the fucking beat, nah.
You're like, you want him to win. Yeah. You're like, come on, man. Like, come on.
Catch the fucking beat. You
didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, because you typically like kind of off beat.
Yeah.
I know, but like typically you like kind of off beat, off kilter rap.
Yeah, but I can tell when they're off beat. I didn't, because everybody was saying Nas was off beat, and I didn't hear. I heard it like a little bit on what's the last song? That one, everything. I thought everything was dope.
He was missing the 15 minutes.
I had to get that setup at the front.
Yeah, but still though, it didn't need to be all.
Yeah, that was the best song of the whole shit.
It was.
The Dream and Kanye at the beginning was amazing.
The Dream at the beginning.
You were a hater. The Dream and Kanye added like that look was dope.
You know what? To me, that track, Kanye made that track. Like if it wasn't for Kanye being,
if it wasn't for Dream,
because
Dream did the, but like that part at the beginning with Dream singing was
Dream set it up.
Amazing.
He set it up.
Yeah.
He set it up.
But Kanye was dope on it. Like he brought back that 808 shit. That's why he didn't like it.
Yeah,
but I thought Nas sounded good on that at that song, y'all, buddy.
He did.
And you know what the most fucked up thing about this whole shit is? I'm sorry, we completely.
I forgot.
Here for a minute. My bad. The most fucked up thing about this whole thing is what has been the biggest complaint about Nas from all time?
His beats.
Bad beats. And he finally gets good beats. And what happens? He doesn't show up to rap. Why? What happened?
To me, this should have been the moment that like Nas should have really reminded everybody. Bruh. People who even like not too familiar with him or don't think he can go over good beats. This should have been Nas' moment to let everyone know. This is a legend. Like, I'm a legend. I'm about to show y'all why I'm the best.
So y'all think it's Nas more so than the beats?
It's 100%. Yeah, the beats were good.
The beats were good, but they weren't amazing.
That first beat was incredible.
Yes,
everything beat was incredible. The beat that they stole was the Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Adam and Eve
was good.
I feel you.
Which one was bad?
I didn't say it was bad.
I'm sorry, you said
it wasn't amazing. It was, to me, it wasn't Daytona. Like, to me, like all of this stuff, Daytona was definitely the standard. Because this is a collaborative project with Nas and Kanye's just supposed to be just doing the beats, I'm expecting Daytona or higher. I didn't get that, but it wasn't bad.
You think it was far behind Daytona?
I would say it's about a level and a half.
And I think, really? And yeah. I think it just seems like with Daytona, and I hate to compare, I hate to use that.
I'm just using it because it's kind of Kanye.
But like, it felt like with Daytona, it was like it was a marriage between Pusha T and Kanye Beats. With this one. That's what I was more so feeling
that it wasn't necessarily bad beats. It just didn't fit Nas.
So that's what that goes to the point. It was Nas.
What you're trying to explain, right? Like when you listen to Daytona, you can hear and feel the energy between Kanye and Pusha.
Yeah.
It's like holy shit. Like it was magic in the studio. You knew. You didn't get that with this. It's kind of like, okay, here you go, and just give it back to me when you're done.
Nas could do better than that.
He can.
That's why it's disappointing.
Yeah.
And it feels like they weren't in the studio together.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it sounds like that he just emailed him some beats and said rap.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Can
yeah, you've been silent for a minute.
No, that's so fucking funny.
I mean, I think it's both.
You think it's both?
I think it's both.
So the beats were bad, you?
I don't necessarily say they were bad, but I'm with D. You or maybe you hear Daytona and what he was able to do with Pusha T, and then this is what you give Nas, like this. Clean, like high sounding type of beats. Like there, it felt like it had no bottom to it at all. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a match made in heaven at all. It was very disappointing. Very, very mediocre. Very average work by Kanye. And I don't know what sound that he thought he heard for Nas. This wasn't it.
I think the problem was Nas.
What do you mean? Like,
I would give it fucking 80-20.
80-20?
Absolutely, because I don't think that these beats were that far from what Nas has gone over before.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And think about it.
And remember, even though he disagreed with me on it, but I'm like, Nas just seemed like he just couldn't catch the beat. Like he was, like he needed.
But I feel. He but like that's what I'm saying.
Nigga, man. He sounded like an old ass. Big Daddy Kane wouldn't have done this.
No.
And he's an old ass.
I feel you, but he don't. He wouldn't have sounded like this though. Like,
cause it's Nas. It's not him being old. I don't think Nas really cared to rap.
I don't think he liked the beats. I think he may have liked everything. I think he may have liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he sounded good on that one.
Yeah.
Like I think he was so nice. One to talk about, man. Somebody see me now.
See me now, fellas.
Yes, he did. Yes, the fuck he did.
Then Ninth Wonder is tripping then.
Yes, oh, because he's tripping.
No, y'all not gonna sit here and make me defend Kanye West.
Yeah, nah, it was a
defending Kanye West. You're making me
four
y'all.
Albums now.
I didn't defend Ye. Nah, man, this I have to disagree with y'all.
80-20, yeah, no way.
It was 80-20.
Because the beats weren't horrible.
But you gotta get inspired though. Like it's not Kanye's fault.
But to inspire Nas to rap.
And here's the thing, right? Like, sometimes an artist can make a beat better than what it is.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Is Nas not considered a god MC?
Ooh, he just killed y'all. You don't even know it. Y'all motherfuckers dead. Don't even know it. Big Mo just killed y'all. What'd you say again, bro?
I said sometimes an artist will make the beat better than what it is.
And Nas even said that. He said, y'all buy my shit for the verses, not the beats.
I know he said that.
That was a clear reason.
Straight up.
Oh, shit.
No, that's not fair because if Nas has been able to get inspired by some of them lackluster ass beats he go over in the past, y'all gonna tell me that this is Kanye's fault?
I'm not saying it's
talking about Nas. We're talking about Nas.
I'm talking about any Nas. Nas has never had amazing production. Untitled, in my opinion, is some of the best beats he's ever gone over.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
Everything else, the beats weren't bad, but they were just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, but Nas killed him. Yeah.
Maybe Nas having that pressure of having to do something so in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. It's possible, but...
Probably just, I don't
know. But that's what it was. Yeah. It was Nas. Stop blaming Ye.
That's why I said
Ye deserves some blame here. Ye stealing ass.
We didn't say 100% Nas.
It's 80-20.
80-20.
Kanye could have crafted beats. Like I don't think the second beat was for Nas. At all. I don't think. But Nas rocked it.
Yeah,
don't think that was a beat for Nas.
I don't know.
Nas is a huge fan of Slick Rick.
Okay, well, that's okay.
It ain't the Slick Rick part. It's the beat.
But it is. But the beat is Slick Rick.
The beat's not Slick Rick. It's just Slick Rick's voice. It's doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, that's just not that little beat for Nas.
In the Richard Pryor screen.
That's not a beat for Nas.
I didn't like that at first when it first came on. I looked at my phone a little funny. I was like, that's not a beat for Nas.
Is my point.
No. What I'm saying is that if he's a Slick Rick fan, it just makes sense that he would make a beat like that for Nas, right?
He could have taken that Slick Rick sample and worked it into a myriad of different types of beats. It was that weird, kind of old school 808. Exactly. It was just bizarre.
So you think he may have had that beat for somebody else?
Oh no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that when I heard that beat, mm-hmm. I would never in a million years say, that's Nas.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So isn't that Kanye's fault, man?
No, because that's the 20. That's the 20.
Oh!
Nas still did well with that beat. Yeah. It was just when I heard it, I was like, that doesn't sound like something I would want Nas to go over.
Nah.
That should have been like deeper in the track list, I think.
So let me ask y'all this. So do y'all think he had like a, all right, Kanye was like, all right, I got, these are the beats I got for you. And like, Nas got a chance to select them?
I don't think he had much of a choice.
Really?
I don't think he did. I think, so you think I got these?
This is what the album is going to sound like?
I think Kanye already had in his mind, like, look, this is what I want the album to sound like. This is what I want you to flow over, Nas. And Nas tried to do the best he could.
That goes to my 60-40, though. That goes to my 60-40.
I'm with you on the 40.
Yeah.
Was that Kanye's fault? Nas is a grown-ass man.
So he just was like, none of these.
That's why I disagree with y'all. I don't think Kanye was just like, okay, these are the beats. You're gonna rock over him, and I'm done.
Wait, so you're taking the 20% from Kanye and giving it to Nas?
No, it's still 20.
Our 20% from the 40. So we're saying 60-40. Mm-hmm. So you're taking 20 from that 40, giving it to Nas because Nas didn't say no.
Yes. There you go. Thank you. Yes, come on, man. Perfectly put.
So that's not right.
Collaborative.
Right. Exactly.
So they both had to take the blame for this.
Wait, how you gonna say that Nas couldn't say no? Come on, man.
And at the end of the day, right? Like going back to Daytona and not wanting to, you know, obviously compare them because it's apples and oranges.
You have to compare them. That's fine.
But at the end of the day, that product is what you expect Kanye and another rapper to be like. That's the standard. So what I mean is, whenever Kanye is attaching himself to a particular artist and say we're gonna do a project, it should be Daytona,
right?
Or better.
And I agree.
And that's pushing T though. The beats weren't that far behind Daytona. So you have to look and say, okay, what's the problem here?
But it's not about it being far behind Daytona for me. It's about it fitting Nas. I feel like Kanye picked great beats for Pusha T.
Because I remember when it came out, like nobody was really talking about it.
Yes, they were.
Okay, maybe I
didn't see.
I saw a little bit of complaints, but
shit. I saw praise. The people that went to
You always see praise though. I know, I can't help it, right?
And
even in the darkness, you see praise.
I just knew that
you can't rely on Twitter, so I said I'm going to wait. But I thought it was odd that it took forever for the album to hit Apple Music.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck is this shit? I didn't know what was going on. So I didn't know if it had anything to do with him taking the album cover and stealing that beat from whatever.
No, they still haven't even said anything about that.
They're not.
That's still so underground. Like, shout out to Israel. He's the only one that Lukey came.
So what happened?
He's the only one talking about it, really. Yeah.
Let's see, this shit was stolen by Kanye and Nas right here. True Life the Mathematics album by Noah the Flood. There's an album cover right there that Nas took. Kanye took, boom, was leaked on June 10th. That Friday, the next Friday, boom, that's when Kanye and Nas throw that shit. Boom, go get the Nas shit for Nasir. It's the same album cover, you know what I'm saying? Boom, right there, just not darkened. Stolen from the architect and Noah the Flood. Now the architect has a whole Nas remix album right here, and this is where he remixed No Idea's original, and the sample sounds real familiar, don't it? Architect produced this sample, sound like what? Sounds like the same goddamn sample from Adam and Eve beat. They bit the album cover from Architect, and they bit this beat from Architect. The same sample, know what I mean? They ain't even freaking that much. Now, Architect has worked with Planet Asia. Pete the Fly shit. Planet Asia did this song 2017. Hit a sample, same sample as Bonjour. Big, big cut and paste this album beat. Fuck this album.
You know, the thing about it is, there has to be an explanation. There has to be.
Maybe they gave permission.
No, I don't think they did, but there has to be something behind this, because Kanye's not this stupid that he's going to take the same album cover. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, on the same album, he's also got a beat. Right. And then another coincidence. Yeah, it's basically the same beat. Yeah. Listen to it.
Yeah.
And then you got a Planet Asia song that the same guy produced. Yep. And it's the same sample for Adam. It's like, that's too many coincidences. There's got to be something there.
Something.
And the fact that the other guys haven't said anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Because normally they'd be like, yo, man. What happened?
Yeah. They'd be like, Kanye stole my shit.
Or Facebook, like, yo, Kanye took my shit or something. And he took the idea and they didn't give us no credit. Like,
something's not right.
Yeah, something's not right. I was thinking that same thing.
I don't think it's just a simple Kanye stole some shit and just.
Right.
There's something else going on.
Right.
And I don't think it's as bad as they're making it out. Like, they were just saying it's garbage, whack.
Some people were saying it was just
like, really? Garbage. It's not that bad. It just sounds dry.
Yeah,
flat. Like, unfocused and uninspired.
Yeah, and maybe it's just a disappointment that is coming from an artist like Nas. Yeah. So maybe that's why people might be like, man, it's trash.
I mean, because they've been waiting on a Nas album. Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean,
but it's Nas and Ye. They're supposed to kill it.
Exactly. They're
not supposed to do this.
They're supposed to. You ain't supposed to have fillers on a 7-track album.
Exactly. You can't have a skippable on 7-track album.
No, 7-track album, you have to be just like what we said. We'll push it to you. Got to be precise. You got to get to the point. You gotta keep our attention. Mm-hmm. Like, bam.
I thought I was gonna come in here and y'all was gonna tell me, oh yeah, man, he said this. And I thought shit was just going over my head. But no. You know what I'm saying? I was like, maybe this shit is going over my head.
It wasn't.
Maybe I need to listen to this 5 more times. Nah. I really thought that was just like how I was gonna come into this review with y'all. Like,
no.
Wow.
Now I gave it plenty of listening.
Yeah.
Because the first time I listened to it, it was just background music. You know what I'm saying? I was driving, I was talking to wifey, you know what I'm saying? But I heard the cops, you know, the second track, the beat and all that. And I was like, okay, well, let me see. Now it caught my ear. You know what I'm saying? So when I sat down, I'm just sitting there and I have this look.
Nothing just wasn't really.
Yeah, like it wasn't smacking me. Like Nas and Kanye, they supposed to smack you with some shit. Like, absolutely. What the fuck? Wait, hold the fuck on, nigga. What you say?
So let me ask this, just going back to the 80-20 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't believe y'all said 80-20. So you're saying that Nas rap that bad and uninspired that if somebody else got the acapellas, they wouldn't be able to freak this a little bit better?
No.
I don't think you could bring energy that Nas didn't deliver.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And I know where you're going, because remember on Lasers, Lupe, right? Mm-hmm. I feel you could take the acapellas off of that and put some dope ass production behind that, and you have an amazing project. Mm-hmm. This is not the same.
I think it'll sound better sonically. Yeah,
I think somebody's up to the challenge too. I think
get to work. Ninth Wonder, somebody get them acapellas to Ninth Wonder. Look, I want to hear what you got to do.
I'm not saying that you can't put more knock to it. You know what I'm saying? You can probably get some more head bopping to it, but it's still not gonna slap you the way a Nas album after this amount of time should slap you. I just think he was lackluster on it.
I'm not disagreeing that he wasn't lackluster. I'm just saying, going to that 80-20, I think.
And I don't think that the beats could fix it.
If he would have gave him better beats, Nas would have rapped better.
Favorite.
Damn.
I'm going to go Not For Radio, Cop Shot the Kid, and I'm going to go Adam.
I didn't like Cop Shot the Kid like that.
I didn't love it, but it's dope on
him. It got a little bounce to it. I mean, shit, I got two. Everything in Cop Shot the Kid.
Damn, B.
No, I mean, I don't really have like a favorite, but like.
What was cool?
Yeah.
Give me two cool ones.
I like White Label and Bonjour just because of sample. That sample was dope as hell. Mm-hmm. I like that Bonjour sample.
She got everything.
No, I like the first song too. I like Not For Radio. That shit was dope.
Yeah,
it was that angelic choir.
Yeah, it came on. Really it came quiet. On cool. It was like, okay, all right, cool. Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought this was gonna be an amazing project, because that beat was incredible.
Tricked your ass.
Yeah, he got me an okie doke.
Is your album really done, nigga?
Like,
at this point, I got a question. I just personally do, and you know, this is not the first time that I've had this sentiment with Nas. I've been said since Streets Disciple. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm gonna buy another Nas album. Nas, bro, look, man, I obviously hold you in high regard. I definitely think you're a god MC, but you know, maybe not in the 2010s, going into the 2020s, back in the 90s. But I don't know, man. You know, you obviously have immense talent in that pen of yours. It just it's just not flowing the way it once did, bro.
Nas, man. I'm gonna give you a pass, bro.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a pass for this one. Yeah.
Because it was 60-40.
Yeah, yeah. You don't deserve all the blame. I understand. Right. I get it. So I'll just wait and hear your album. And
you just did. You know. you know what I hear? From one old Negro to the next.
Don't worry, I got your back, old Negro.
Yeah, we can't. Nah, yeah, yeah. I got you, man. We'll let them slide. You know, Kanye hit you up. You're like, man, I got you. You know, I'll do this. And then, you know, you did what you did, and that was it. The content was still somewhat there. Yeah, you still had some good things to say.
Just win. Bitch, win!
So, yeah, so just, we'll wait. I'll wait until your album, and then I'll pass judgment.
All right.
Go ahead.
It is his album.
Right!
Nas, it's Kanye album.
Nas here, man. Yeah, unlike Kim, I'm not gonna give you a pass.
Damn!
Come on, B.
I've been a fan of you since 92, since Main Source.
I'm Breaking doing Nas.
Not her diamonds, I am. Come on, B.
Like, no, man, like, exactly. I waited 6 years to see.
Y'all gonna let Kanye
what?
Do this?
Why are you blaming Kanye?
Nas rapped! What do you mean? Y'all crazy, man.
Why y'all putting crazy. All the blame on Nas? That's fucking crazy.
For you to make this album that's fully produced by Kanye, you know, who's, you know, a lot of people consider Kanye like a producer genius. So if like for us to wait this long and you come on this sounding very flat, like I mentioned earlier in the video, this was your moment to like really knock this out the park and really show the hip hop culture why you are Nas. Like, why are you that guy? Like, why are you a legendary MC that you are?
Nas, if you're watching, I pretty much echo what B said. Been a fan of you fucking decades at this point, and I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you because a lot of people apparently are lying to you. I don't think this was a good project, man. I think that you can do way better than this. I don't think you sounded focused. I don't think you sounded inspired. I think you sounded like you showed up for work. But you weren't trying to impress the boss. You were just like trying to get
a promotion.
Basically, you was trying to get that minimum wage and go home. That's what it sounded like to me. And the reason we're sounding so hard on this is because you are a legendary.
Yes.
You're God's son, man. Like, come on. You really let fucking Jay and Beyonce do this to you, bro. It's not
they were
fair.
Wrong for that shit. Anyway.
They were.
No, they wasn't.
Yeah.
Nas deserved it. I don't know what to tell you, man. I really, I don't agree with FIFO. I do want to hear the other album that you had done. Because I'm hoping that was the invigorated, deep, just amazing MC Nas.
Sounding inspired. He's inspired
Nas. Not just fucking, I don't feel like rapping today, Nas. Because that's what this sounded like.
Yep.
With this kind of theme, the Seven Deadly Sins, you should have absolutely destroyed this. And you just plain didn't, man. Nas let me down.
Yep.
Call J. Cole, bro.
Mm.
Ooh. Mm.